There's a few things, about three things to my account that I need each day. One of them is something to look up to, another is something to look forward to, and another is someone to chase. Now, first off, I want to thank God, because that's who I look up to. He's graced my life with opportunities that I know are not of my hand or any other human hand. He has shown me that it's a scientific fact that gratitude reciprocates. In the words of the late Charlie Loudon, who said, "When you got God, you got a friend, and that friend is you." To my family, that's who and what I look forward to. To my father, who I know is up there right now with a big pot of gambo. He's got a lemon meringue pie over there. He's probably in his underwear, and he's got a cold can of Miller Lite, and he's dancing right now. To you, Dad, you taught me what it means to be a man. To my mother, who's here tonight, who taught me and my two older brothers demanded that we respect ourselves. And what we in turn learned was then we were better able to respect others. Thank you for that, Mama. To my wife, Camilla, and my kids, Levi, Vita, and Mr. Stone, the courage and significance you give me every day I go out the door is unparalleled. You are the four people in my life that I want to make the most proud of me. Thank you. And to my hero, that's who I chase. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, "Who's your hero?" And I said, "I don't know, I gotta think about that, give me a couple of weeks." I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, "Who's your hero?" I said, "I thought about it. You know who it is?" I said, "It's me in 10 years. So I turned 25, 10 years later, that same person comes to me and goes, "So are you a hero?" And I was like, "Not even close, no, no, no." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never gonna be my hero. I'm not gonna attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing. So to any of us, whatever those things are, whatever it is we look up to, whatever it is we look forward to, and whoever it is we're chasing, to that I say amen. To that I say all right, all right, all right. To that I say just keep living, huh? This is Matthew McConaughey's Oscar acceptance speech for Best Actor in a Leading Role. There are many speeches that radically changed my life. Two of them I've learned by heart, word for word. These are speeches that I go back to very frequently. One of them is Matthew's speech, although I've got to say that I haven't really recited it by heart now, just because it's the first episode and I didn't want to mess it up. And the second is Denzel Washington's commencement speech, "Put God First," which you can find on YouTube. I really, really recommend that video. I will include links to these and other life-changing speeches, in my humble opinion, in the show notes. Now, why start with Matthew McConaughey's speech? Well, I really feel that Matthew's speech encompasses almost all of the definitions of success, and that just gives a structure, I believe, or a guiding of sort to go about one's life. If we were to break down those ideas, the most important aspects in life are or seem to be spirituality. And that, of course, can mean different things to different people. But as a believer, I see it as God and religion. The second thing would be family. And the fact that someone as successful as Matthew McConaughey, professionally speaking, talks about that just makes me more serene. Because people at the top of the ladder tend to forget the balance. And I really don't want that to happen to me. And the third is what Matthew calls the hero, the person you chase, the best version of you. And I guess that he means that in every possible way, whether we're talking about professional or personal success. So life's work, health, wealth, happiness, and everything that makes a human being better. And that's it. That's my purpose. Success in every aspect possible. And I suppose that's your goal as well, right? And so this is what this podcast is about. I want this podcast to be a place where we share insights, wisdom, and experiences as we journey towards success. Together, we'll explore what success truly means, how to achieve it, what happiness entails, how relationships thrive, and ultimately how life unfolds. And that smoothly, or maybe not that smoothly, brings me to my next point, which is, I guess it's time for us to meet, right? My name is Dunya Diba. I am a 22-year-old fifth-year medical student in Algeria, North Africa. Medicine is undeniably one of the noblest professions and I'm so grateful to be part of it. However, I sometimes wonder if my time could be better spent doing something more impactful for humanity, at least part-time. Because you see, as a medical student, I spend almost every day in hospitals, witnessing the pain of patients and the struggles of doctors dealing with limited resources. Sometimes there isn't anything to do but to lessen the suffering. Other times there are solutions, but not enough hospital beds, medicines, or injections available. I love medicine, I really do, but this feeling of helplessness and lack of control is really daunting. And I know that control isn't necessarily a good thing to seek, but I just can't bear the idea of doing nothing. Maybe you know this feeling, this aspiration to serve others in a meaningful way, to solve problems at scale and for real, not just improvise temporary solutions for one patient at a time, or one person at a time. Although that, of course, is more than enough. But the thing is, I don't want to, as Matthew McConaughey would put it, half-ass my life, talents, and opportunities. I don't want to wake up every day feeling drained, just looking forward to going back to sleep. I don't want to witness the pain of others and not be able to do much. I believe I can do more and better, that I can help humanity take a step forward, whether it's in medicine or another field. And I know that to achieve that, I need to learn a lot. And again, this is what this podcast is about: learning, growing, and documenting. In each episode, we'll explore a particular topic, from storytelling to marketing to creating companies and nurturing relationships. And together, we'll try to apply that knowledge in the weeks, months, and hopefully years to come. Now, this is just the first raw idea of what our journey together will look like, and it will and should evolve and improve over time. Now, I know that all of this, my dreams, my whole career and life goals, might seem a little bit too ambitious. And to be honest, I might eventually at some point decide that working on a daily basis as a doctor in a regular clinic or hospital is what I need to do. Maybe I'll prioritize family or work-life balance. Perhaps you'll find that your path changes too. But I'm begging you, before we do that, let's just learn, experiment, research. Let's go out there in the pursuit of success, passion, and love. We must know that we did everything we could so that if we settle, we would know that that is the best for us. So that's where I'll leave it. All I can give you now is a promise, and that is that I'll do everything I can to make each episode worth your time, bringing you all the value I can gather. I will strive to walk the talk and chase my hero. I really hope that by sharing my own journey to success, you'll be able to find your own. Ultimately, this podcast is dedicated to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pecks in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Yep, that was from Apple's Think Different ad. Thank you, bye-bye, and I'll see you in the next one.